Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of Queen Elizabeth. This is a huge day. And we're recording this just after the announcement of her passing. And, you know, whatever side or whatever position you have in the political spectrum, you know, this is a person who occupied the throne of Great Britain for 70 years, since she was 26 years old, and has served her people and the Western world for that entire time. So respects paid, condolences to be given by me and to the British people and people around the world. I know this is a gut-wrenching loss for the world, especially for Great Britain. And we want to acknowledge that because I've been watching the news ever since it's come down that there was a couple hours before and the royals were gathering at Balmoral Castle. So we just wanted to send our condolences as a family, as a team here at iHeart and this show specifically to the people of Great Britain, to the royal family, and to everyone who's affected by this. So our thoughts and prayers go out to you and Godspeed, Queen Elizabeth.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
everybody, Scott Patterson, Pop Culture, Season 3, Episode 22, Here Comes the Sun, Lorelei, and up I am joined by my intrepid crew, Tara Sood, Amy Shug, and Danielle Romo. There you go.
I feel like this was a start of like a wrestling match, like WWE.
It only took us a couple years to figure out how to do that.
Lorelei is reading a book, travel books, for her and Rory's European road trip. They are in European trip. They're in Weston's Diner. Lorelei says, "We are in Spain." Who wants to be Rory? Tara, you're Rory.
Okay.
We're in Spain. We need to know how to say, "Does Antonio Banderas live near here?" In France, does Johnny Depp live near here?
When in Rome, does Gore Vidal live here?
Antonio Banderas was born in Malaga, Spain, after his divorce with Melanie Griffith. He bought a 6-floor penthouse located at Alcazabila Street. The balcony has views of the Picasso Museum. In 2001, Johnny Depp bought an entire French village 17 miles north of Saint-Tropez. The original 12 structures were built in the 1800s and cover 37 acres near the village of Plan de la Tour. I looked at aerial photographs and Architectural Digest photographs of his little village that he bought.
Oh, yeah.
And it is extraordinary.
Yes.
It is absolutely what he did with that place. I mean, if I went there, I would stop and say, love what you did.
Does he still have it?
No, they're selling it. It's on sale for 55 mil.
Oh, gosh.
He has an island too, right?
I think he sold the island. But that was a hell of an island he had. See, all those celebrities, the big-time money winners, are buying islands in the Bahamas.
Yeah. What's his face that owns Virgin?
David, yes.
Richard Branson.
No, he's somewhere else. He's got Necker Island.
Nectar Island.
Oh. Necker Island. He's got another island. But Necker was wiped out by a hurricane.
Where's your island?
Eczema. It's
where
like
the pigs
not
are.
Seborrhea Island change. It's not psoriasis islands. It's Exuma, right?
It's where the pigs are.
I just
are.
Wanted to clarify.
You can swim with the pigs.
I also didn't know you're such an expert on eczema. You seem to know quite a lot there.
I don't know anything about it. Wait, just the commercials.
I love a Johnny Depp mention.
But that island chain, he bought what's called Little Hal's K, right?
Johnny.
It's all these K's. Yeah. And he developed it. It's beautiful, but he left a lot of it wild. It's got some great beaches.
I love me some Johnny.
Oh, and everybody's got David Copperfield's got developed on
searching Leo.
Leo has one in off of the coast of
Belize.
Belize, right. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, where John McAfee went to evade law enforcement. Yes. And Leo's going to turn that into a big hotel resort.
That's beautiful.
The whole thing. David Copperfield has one in Exuma. All these people. And my God, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw have a place you wouldn't believe. It's so developed.
You did
a
nice deep dive.
Hey, man, I spent an hour in the islands, man. I'm thinking, man, I want an island too.
Antonio Banderas have?
I think he's got a penthouse in Malaga.
He got a mention in there. Puss in Boots.
He doesn't have an island.
He does not.
He just has a six-floor penthouse.
Yeah, good for him. He's no island. He doesn't get mentioned anymore. All right. Gore Vidal was an American writer and public intellectual known for his epigrammatic wit, erudition, and patrician manner. He was very Buckley-esque. For the 3 decades, Gore Vidal spent 6 months a year in Italy, living between Rome and the magnificent southern town of Ravello, on the Amalfi Coast.
Must be nice.
Must be nice, right? Okay, so now Rory is coming into the kitchen, startling Lorelei and telling her she's been up for hours. Okay, Lorelei says, "Did you have a bad dream? The one where you finally meet Christiane Amanpour and she's really stupid?"
Like the third mention of her,
well, Christiane throughout the whole series,
right? Exactly. Yeah. I think she was on the show.
Yeah, she was. I think it was like season 6 or 7.
Yeah, she did a cameo. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Christiane Amanpour is a journalist who, as a correspondent for CNN, was one of the leading war reporters of the late 20th and early 21st centuries. God, that makes her sound really old. And like she's not no longer alive, but she is.
She's still working.
Working her buns off.
Yeah.
She later hosted the ABC News program This Week, 2010 through 11, and the PBS interview series Amon Poor and Company. Mm-hmm. Luke was sneaking around outside the house. He asked Lorelai if Rory can hear them. Lorelai says, through the walls, no, I put kryptonite in her waffles this morning. I think we're fine. Kryptonite is a fictional material that appears primarily in Superman stories. It is, in its best known form, it is green, crystalline material originating from Superman's home world of Krypton that emits a unique poisonous radiation that weakens Kryptonians.
Yes, it really messed up Superman when he was near kryptonite.
Oh boy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Superman. I love all this. I love Smallville. I love the Superman movies. Not as crazy about the newer, the Brandon Routh one, or even the Henry, what's his face ones. I like the Christopher Reeve one.
Henry Cavill. Oh,
yeah. No, the Henry Cavill ones are pretty cool.
Yeah. They're okay, but they're no Christopher Reeve.
Beautiful man.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry, what was that?
I said he's a beautiful man.
There you go, beautiful man.
Nothing you really needed to hear.
Scott, I said he's a beautiful man. Thank you. Is there such a thing? I think not. Lorelai is making a joke that the kryptonite will weaken Rory's hearing so she can't hear them.
Right. It's very funny. Very, very funny.
Very funny.
Quick and easy to miss, but real funny.
And the way I described it took all of the humor right out.
Not at all. I disagree. You nailed it.
Let's not argue.
Because I missed it when I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did too.
So I would have never known. I don't think that's proper English, but.
After a friendly California man asked Jess if he needs help with directions, Jess, I'll have alfalfa sprouts and a plate of mashed yeast right out of Woody Allen. when he's trying to reconcile with Diane Keaton, Annie Hall, who went off to California with Paul Simon's character to become a recording star. He's waiting for her in the restaurant on Sunset Boulevard, right across from what is now the Standard Hotel, and says, I'll have a plate of mashed yeast. And he just cringes. Anyway, that's 1977, Annie Hall. What do you order? Well, I just described it. All right, the women at Jess's father's house naming all of the dogs. Sasha, this is...
Oh, yes.
Angus Chowder Rufus. Legolas, Caligula, Mudball, General Lee, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, and Spot.
Oh, God.
Legolas is a fictional character in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. James Samuel, Jimmy Jam, Harris III, and Terry Stephen Lewis are an American R&B pop song writing and record production team. The pair were fired by Prince from a tour after a blizzard left them unable to rejoin during a short break to produce music for the SOS band. So they got fired because they got caught in a snowstorm? Because they left the tour to do it and they couldn't get back and they got fired. Wow. No mention of Caligula. That's probably the most interesting dog name of them all. he was a psycho emperor, Roman emperor, who learned all his bad ways from his uncle Tiberius. Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Miss Celine starts name-dropping all the stars she has worked with in the past. Miss Celine. Ginger Rogers always insisted her dress move just like that. Ginger Rogers was an American actress, dancer, and singer during the golden age of Hollywood. She won an Academy Award for Best Actress for her starring role in Kitty Foyle, 1940. Danielle, you're on. Miss Celine, go.
Yes, I had that exact suit made in mint for Miss Walter Cronkite just last week.
Nailed it. Mrs. Walter Cronkite was married to Walter Cronkite, who was a broadcast journalist, and that's the way it is.
Oh, good one. Good one. Thank you. Well done, sir.
Who was a broadcast journalist who served as anchorman for the CBS Evening News. They were married for almost 65 years until her death from cancer in 2005. One of Cronkite's trademarks was ending the CBS Evening News with the phrase, and that's the way it is, followed by the date. And if I might add, Walter Cronkite was considered the most trusted man in America for a long time. He's most memorable, I think, when he the day Kennedy, John Kennedy, was assassinated, and he looked up at the he announced it showed, you know, the mettle of a newsman, not breaking down, because you could see how affected he was by that.
I also think of him from the moon landing.
But yeah, I do too.
That's probably my second.
But it's like the Kennedy assassination.
I think you're right.
He took off his glasses and paused and looked up at the clock because he had to take a pause to just keep it together, right? Because he's telling the world that the president is dead. And that was John F. Kennedy was loved.
I think you're Pamela. Nailing it. By he had to keep his composure.
Yeah,
and that would be extremely hard.
And that made the nation fall even further in love and trust with Walter Cronkite, the way he handled himself there. Great poise in the face of a real national and global tragedy. All right. Miss Celine, yes, I had the exact shirt on Jimmy Stewart the night before his colonoscopy. Jimmy Stewart was an American actor and military pilot. He appeared in It's a Wonderful Life, Philadelphia Story, Rear Window, Vertigo, and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, a prolific movie star, one of the great movie stars of all time. His final words before he died in 1997 were, "I'm going to go be with Gloria now." Gloria was his late wife and the love of his life, who died 3 years prior.
Did you love Miss Celine and only I didn't? Did everybody love her and I just thought,
She annoyed me.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't realize it was Alex Bornstein until I saw our prep.
Did you like her, Scott?
Paris was talking to Lorelai, telling her Jamie goes to Princeton, and if she chooses to go there, I mean, listen, the work she put in was masterful.
Yes. Right,
let's face it. The comedy was masterful, yeah. But yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it's a little much. Anyway, Paris goes to Lorelai, telling her Jamie goes to Princeton. If she chooses to go there, then it looks like she followed him. Paris suddenly on Felicity without the hair issues. Felicity is an American drama television series created by J.J. Abrams.
And I loved Matt this. Reeves. I thought this was just subtle but brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, right. Paris is referring to the series opener. Felicity asked Ben Covington, a classmate on whom she has a crush, to sign her yearbook, moved by his comment that he wished they had gotten to know each other further. She changes her education plans completely.
It's such a good setup.
Right. Deciding to follow Ben to New York rather than attend Stanford University as a pre-med student.
Great wow. show, too. Felicity was a good show.
And we're still with Miss Celine, and we're going to be with Miss Celine for a while. All right. Miss Celine calls Rory Sabrina and Lorelai Natalie Wood. Miss Celine, look, Sabrina, yep. It's Natalie Wood, referring to Lorelai. Miss Celine is referring to Rory as Audrey Hepburn from Sabrina, the film, and Lorelai as Natalie Wood just because she thinks they resemble them. Natalie Wood started acting at the age of 4 and was given a co-starring role at age 8 in A Miracle on 34th Street, 1947, as a teenager. She was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in Rebel Without a Cause.
I thought it was that. I James thought it was Dean. Rebel. Yep.
Yep. Wow. What a film to, you know, be 18 in. Right. Get an Academy Award nomination.
Right.
Rebel Without a Cause. Wow. Miss Celine, I tried to retire once. Olivia de Havilland wouldn't hear of it. You want to give that a shot, Danielle?
I actually know the name, but I do not know Olivia de Havilland. Can you do a good impression there, Danielle?
Go ahead. Give it a shot.
Just do Miss Celine.
I tried to retire once. Okay. Olivia de Havilland wouldn't hear of it. Go ahead. You're on.
You just did it. I tried to retire once. Wow. Olivia de Havilland wouldn't hear of it.
There
that
you
was
go.
Not See, as, that was not as good as she did before when she
no,
did
but that
the
was
theater.
Pretty good. That was better than me. Olivia de Havilland was known for her roles in Gone with the Wind, 1939. The Heiress, 1949. The Snake Pit, 1948. Olivia and her younger sister, Joan Fontaine, another movie star, had a rocky relationship, and it worsened in 1941, where both were nominated for Best Actress Oscars. Oh, gosh. Not that. Their mutual dislike and jealousy escalated into an all-out feud after Fontaine won for Suspicion in 1941. She died in 2020 at the age of 104 of natural causes. Wow. Emily telling Lupo she can't invite her to stay for dinner because she has a book club at the Thompsons
housekeeper, yeah.
After. All right, who's going to be Emily? Tara, can you do it? Lorelai, what book?
Lovely Bones.
Did you like it?
It's not my taste, but I respect the attempt.
Nice. The Lovely Bones is very nice.
Thanks.
It's not my taste, but I respect it. Good. The Lovely Bones is a 2002 novel by American writer Alice Siebold.
I never read or saw that movie. Did you?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. That was...
it was a popular, critically acclaimed movie.
The Lovely
right?
Bones where... what's his name? Was the wacko? what's his name? He's a really
up.
Great actor.
Keep going. I'll find it for you.
Anyway, he was in Devil Wears Prada with Meryl Streep. What was his name?
Stanley Tucci.
He's great in that. It is the story of a teenage girl who, after being raped and murdered, watches from her personal heaven as her family and friends struggle to move on with their lives and she comes to terms with her own death. Rory telling Lorelai to go through a yellow light. Lorelai, no one's around, but the second I run that light, a police car, 4 helicopters, a Canadian Mounties, and a crew of cops jump out of the dumpster and I'm toast. Cops is an American television documentary, reality legal programming television series that is currently in its 33rd season.
What's the theme? What you gonna do?
Bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah, bad boys.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do if I... What you gonna do if I
what? That was a quick...
Come for you.
Oh,
yeah,
bad
what
boy,
you gonna
bad,
do when they come
do
for me?
For you, bad boy. Are we gonna get sued for that?
No.
Oh, no.
2 years after Jamaican reggae group Inner Circle released the song Bad Boys in 1987, cops began to use it for the show's intro. John Langley, one of the cop's producers, bought the tune for a flat fee of $2,500. Over the 30-plus years, the show has been in production. It has earned more than $400 million on reruns alone.
No, that is so cheap. Oh, my God.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it is.
Beautifully done, sir.
I want to give a big shout out to my dearly departed sister, Abigail, who would have been 65 tomorrow.
Oh,
love you, thinking of you. Anyway, thank you, ladies. It's been another rollicking affair.
Great job. Can't believe that we're coming to an end of season three soon.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Crazy.
Tara, good seeing you. Amy,
you too.
Thanks. See you, everybody. Stay safe. All the best. Love you, everybody. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IamAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking HealthAid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try HealthAid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.